You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Well, folks, welcome to the free Savage Nation podcast, and I'm going to keep it free for all of you. But for those of you who have been requesting that we provide for you an ad-free podcast, we're going to keep doing that. And in addition to getting the ad-free podcast, which many of you want, for less than the price of a beer in a bar a month, only $3.99 a month, you're going to get an occasional monologue from me. Maybe I'll read from one of my novels. You're going to get an archive piece going back to 1994. Whatever comes up, you're going to get on an occasional basis. Details will be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com. I'm going to give you a link right now. And if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm/savagepremium. 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 If you click on it, you're going to see a cartoon of me. Join Savage's exclusive club with the rate, and you just click and you join. You're going to love it. I appreciate it very much. I hope you join the Savage exclusive club. I want to thank you very much for supporting the Savage Nation podcast, either the free version or the paid version. Your patronage, it's appreciated. It's that simple. Thank you so much for listening.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Rich and Liberal.
Well, hypocrisy is nothing new in the world, but it's particularly amassed a new momentum here amongst the left-wing celebrities who make believe they love minorities and the poor and illegal immigrants. And they're in favor of globalists and straightening out the environment and making sure blacks are happy and illegals are happy and dogs are happy and cats are happy. Everyone should be happy except white people. But most of them are lying hypocrites to the core of their DNA. And so I thought I'd look at their airplanes and their yachts. Now, there's nothing wrong with owning a private jet or a yacht, but please don't be a hypocrite, Leon DiCaprio. I like your acting. You're one of the most highest paid actors in the history of Hollywood because you're a good actor. Thus far, your films have amassed a combined $7.2 billion in earnings. You're also a producer. And that's why I understood you spent as much as $200 million to put together The Rising Sun. It's the 11th largest yacht in the world. It has its own wine cellar, movie theater, basketball court, and helipad. And the fact of the matter is, there's nothing wrong with owning a yacht. But this lying hypocrite, Leon DiCaprio, great actor that he may be, spends most of his time lying about climate change and going to crybaby conferences when he knows it's bullshite. Billy Joel, wonderful songwriter, yachtsman. He has a yacht called Vendetta, which he uses just to go around from Long Island to the city when he was still doing concerts. There was a time he owned as many as five yachts. But today he's seen sailing across New York City and Long Island aboard one of his beloved yachts named Vendetta. Okay, wonderful. Then don't lecture us about the impoverished of the world. I could go down the list. Tiger Woods owns privacy. At least he doesn't lecture us about Black Lives Matter. David and Victoria Beckham, I think he's a soccer star. Married, I don't know. They're worth over $1 billion. Good for them. And they have a small yacht, 94 feet. Sophisticated lady in honor of Victoria. Oh, how charming. Kendall Jenner, a waste of human DNA, made a lot of money, I think, selling makeup or lipstick. And she has another one, a yacht called Axioma, which they rent out for a weekend rental of $500,000 a weekend. That would pay for a lot of homeless camps. It says she doesn't own the boat, but she's been seen on it plenty of times. Oh, so she rents it. Big deal. Another one. Another. There used to be a name for this kind of behavior in my day. I think I can't use it on the show today. I don't know who Robert Cavalli is. J.K. Rowling. She's the author of Harry Potter. She has a 154-foot boat. Probably she doesn't lecture us. Beyonce, terrible singer, wore like a stripper in a burlesque in the 1950s in Dallas, Texas. So she owns a massive super yacht, Galactica Star, 213 feet, a helipad, swimming pool, and so she can lecture us about climate change and minority oppression. Diane von Furstenberg, a loser, an alta caca. I don't know who she is. Barry Diller, I have words for him. A phony, a mook, a bum. They don't really live together. It's like called a front marriage, according to what everyone knows. Diane von Furstenberg, real high class. I don't even know who would go on their yacht. Who would want to be on a yacht with these people? Could you imagine how boring it would be to listening to Diane von Furstenberg and Barry Diller holding court on their yacht? You'd have to sit there like a strunz listening to them. All right, they all have one. Nicolas Cage, he still has money? They don't have that much information in this article. David Gilmour? Who is he? I never heard of him. Bono? Bono, another lecturer on global warming and oppressed minorities. He owns a yacht, 164 feet, Kingdom Come. Wow, good for you, you fraud, you mook, you bum, you liar. Eric Clapton, at least I like his politics. Calvin Klein, fabulous designer. Whatever he owns, I'm in favor of, because he doesn't lecture us about everything. Nicole Kidman, she once had the best you-know-what in the history of cinema. Today, it's like, look, time and gravity catches up with all of us. But she's not in the center doing her philanthropic work. Nicole can be seen aboard the Hokulani, a custom-made yacht, listen to this, with a swimming platform. A 30-foot boat has a swimming platform. No one knows what's on it. See, these are Richard Branson, Necker Bell, blah, blah, blah. Paul Allen, I thought he died. Steve Jobs, he died. Steven Spielberg, another lecturer. He owns a yacht called Seven Seas, 282 feet long. Okay. Sean Diddy Combs, the Mariah. At least he doesn't lecture us. Mansour bin Zayed Al Nahan owns Topaz, worth about $500 to $600 million. I don't know who he is. He owns the Manchester City. He owns the city or a team called Manchester City? And number one is Roman Abramovich, the Russian oligarch. He's the owner of Chelsea FC, Millhouse LLC. I don't know what it is. Norilsk Nickel. Okay, so that's the yachts. You got that. Now, let's look at the other frauds, the ones who own private jets and lecture you about oppressed minorities. As you would guess, you have all of the top liberals owning these private jets. Kim Kardashian, perhaps she has degenerated the human condition more so than any person in my lifetime. A woman with no talent, no looks, a fat behind. I have no idea who looks at her, watches her, is interested in her. So she owns a mid-sized jet. David Beckham, a soccer star, owns a Bombardier Challenger 350. Oprah Winfrey, another fraud, a mook, a bum, a liar, making believe she cares about minorities. She owns a Bombardier Global Express. Nice plane. Tom Cruise owns a Gulfstream 4 SP. Nice plane. Celine Dion, Bombardier BD, Falcon 900 for Taylor Swift. Jim Carrey, another lying mook, a million-dollar Gulf 5. Prince Albert II of Monaco, he needs a yacht. He should have one. Mark Cuban, a lying bum. All he did was put Trump down. He owns an old Boeing 767. There's nothing sadder than an old man in an old Boeing commercial jet because they can't afford a real Gulfstream, a G7, a G600. Beyonce and Jay-Z, they own a Challenger 850. It's an old plane already. Kyle Jenner, 1.45, Bombardier Global 7500. John Travolta owns an old Boeing 707. Boris Johnson flies an Airbus. Well, yeah, but that's state-owned. That doesn't count. This doesn't. I mean, you'd expect Putin to have a jet, Merkel to have a jet, the president of Kazakhstan to have a jet, Prince Alwal. They should have one. They're supposed to. They're heads of state. But if a movie star has one, good for them if they earned it. But don't lecture me about climate change. Is that enough for you now? Good. It's enough for me. I had enough of that.
It's the lifestyle of the rich and liberal.
Many of you have already joined the Savage Exclusive Podcast Club, and I want to thank you for that. For those of you who haven't, I'm going to give you a short sample of our latest addition to what you get when you join. I love the sound of seagulls, don't you? Well, I also love going out in my little 12-foot runabout with my 20-horsepower engine and riding around and feeling the water on my face. Lucky about the San Francisco Bay Area, why I've stayed here all these years, is that in the midst of this heat wave inland, we on the coast are blessed with the fog and the sea most of the time. So I went out on my boat, and unfortunately, a lot of it became garbled from the wind and the noise of the waves. I decided, though, that I wanted to give it to you anyway. I was very inspired. Some of it's inaudible. Some of it is audible. Some of it is inspirational. Some of it is not. But I want the folks who are on my club list, those of you who have joined the club, so to speak, to have it raw. You talk about Michael Savage raw. Well, here it is. And behind it, I was listening to music. I wish we could play it, but it would make it even more inaudible. I'm going through a weird phase of my life right now. And I should tell you about it another time. Maybe I'll tell it to you right now. I bought a new Corvette. Now, I've never owned a Corvette. I bought a 2021 LT3 convertible. It took me months to find it. I had to ship it out of Florida from a dealer. You can't get these cars. It's easy to join the exclusive club. Simply go to michaelsavage.com and click on the exclusive club link. It's that easy. You're going to get things you can't get anywhere else. And thanks for supporting the Michael Savage podcast.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
We're going to talk about how mothers will save the world, more specifically, save the world from leftist brainwashing and oppression. Let me be very clear. What they are doing to our children in school, not only with critical race theory, but other such brainwashing, propaganda, browbeating, bullying, is a crime against our children. It's child abuse. I've seen this for years. I saw it coming years ago. So why am I optimistic? I'm optimistic because already you see mothers at school board meetings, along with some fathers, standing up and not taking it anymore, screaming at these monsters, these mean-faced, clipped-haired monsters who are running these critical race brainwashing sessions, which are aimed primarily at white children. So why do I say mothers will soon save the world? Well, they are saving the world, but where did this start? When I was in graduate school, studying for my doctorate in human nutrition at the University of California at Berkeley, and I'm talking about the late 1970s, my lead professor told me that the diet in hospitals, the hospital diet, which today is fairly okay, was once horrible. And what happened was children were dying of cancer, but they weren't dying of cancer. They were dying of starvation from the hospital diet. The doctors didn't know it because they were feeding them the four food group garbage. You know what I'm saying? With Jell-O and stuff like that, lots of sugar, fat, Kool-Aid, garbage. They weren't getting sufficient nutrition. And the mothers noticed that their poor children who had cancer, who had been hospitalized, were dying not from the cancer, but from starvation. So the mothers started to scream at the doctors, "Doctor, my child's not dying from cancer. My child's dying from starvation." What happened was, as a result of this protest in the hospitals, especially with the hospital diets, the hospital diets were eventually made more healthful for the children, and the children were no longer dying from starvation. This is a little known story. I know it from my studies. And that is why I say today, mothers will save the world from leftist oppression, which is a form of mental starvation. You can't say this word. You can't say picnic. You can't say that word because it may oppress some stupid moron who never belonged in the school to begin with. So there is what's going on now. They're going to save us from the starvation, the intellectual starvation that is being induced in our schools and universities by the stupidest, meanest, bullying people, meanest, most bullying people on the planet, the so-called liberal. How mothers will soon save the world. And it's mothers, I say, not just women. It's mothers who are doing it because they're trying to protect their children. And no one is more protective than the female of the young. Look at the bear and the bear cub. So mothers of the world, stand up to the leftist oppressors and don't let the bullies, the mean-faced, clipped-haired bullies, stare you down. Yell at them, scream at them, get in their face, give them back what they've been giving to us, and save our children from this left-wing brainwashing before it's too late. I warmed you up with that because I don't want to look at the news, but I have to. That's my job. So let me suffer for your sins. Okay, we'll go to michaelsavage.com in a minute. First, we have to go to my latest tweet. I saw an article in the Daily Mail that San Francisco is spending $60,000 per tent for bum encampments, homeless encampment, drug-addicted bums. Instead of sleeping in the gutter, they gave them a tent. It cost them $60,000 for each tent. And then they want another $20 million to keep six safe sleeping areas. Now, you don't know what they get. So here's my tweet. Fortunes being made by liberals on homeless services. $60,000 per tent. Then I ask, do you know how much each illegal alien is worth to the Bleeding Hearts? I don't. I would guess about $500,000 to $1 million a year. Now, you say, wait a minute. You mean they're not doing it to help the homeless bums and the illegal aliens? No, it's money. There is more money in illegal aliens than there are in drugs right now. From every level, from the people smuggling them in to the Catholic charities, Jewish charities, Protestant charities, Baptist charities, running these illegal aliens. Have you ever seen them coming over the border? They look better than I do. I haven't had a haircut since COVID. They have new haircuts, new sneakers. The sneakers must be $1,200 a pair. Nothing but the best for an illegal who slips over the border. New clothes, haircuts, permanents, nice carry-on bags. What a sick country. There's a show on TV I like called Sabura, Blood of Rome. It's on Netflix. It's a little older now. It's about corruption in Rome and how the mafia works with the Vatican and others in drugs. In this case, it's the Vatican working with the criminals in the illegal alien business. And one of them says there's more money now. They're worth about 200,000 euros each to us. They show the Africans in Italy that are disturbing the entire nation. And it shows what kind of money is being made off them. I tweeted a sad story on the 25th of June. Islamic fascist kills innocents in German city chased by crowds. It's heartbreaking to see what they do. They let these Muslims in. I guess I shouldn't say Muslim, but he's a Muslim from Somalia. And the reason I mention Muslim, because it's in his religion to kill. I know you're not supposed to say that. Go read the Quran someday. Now, to be fair to the discussion, the Old Testament is filled with murder too. The difference is most people who follow the Old Testament in this country, who are largely Orthodox Jews, do not knife people in crowds and drive cars into children's nurseries. They do not take the Bible literally. They don't eat shrimp, it's true. They don't eat the shellfish. They don't eat stuff like that. No snakes. They don't eat insects. They follow the Bible, but they cut it off when it comes to murdering people who are not religious. These psychotics actually follow the law of the Old Testament as transliterated into the Quran, which is where Muhammad got it from. He studied the Old Testament, which the Jews had. After he killed the Jews, he copied their religion and turned it into the Quran, which is what it is. And most Muslims are peace-loving. That's the truth. Why you would let people in like this to a country is beyond me. But then liberalism is a mental disorder. Now, here's one people got mad at me for. I don't understand it. When the condo collapsed, I said, since most of America is stoned or drunk most of the time, they prefer a semi-senile president. China and Russia are laughing, waiting for us to fall like a Florida condo built on sand. What do people say? Oh, how classless. There are still bodies under the sand. It's called a metaphor or symbolism. It was not mocking people trapped in the sand. People have lost all sense of literacy. Okay, well, you get the picture. Then there was the weirdness. Biden is a mic whisperer. The guy's a whack job. Whispering into a microphone? Like a crazy man. Okay, yeah, well, it's not too long now. You know what's coming. You know what's coming, which is Kamala. If you think Biden is bad, wait until you see what happens when she takes over. Oh, we all know what's coming. Now, she is nothing unto herself. She is a marionette of Nancy Pelosi. And although Pelosi's probably running most of the country today in one way or another, wait until you see what happens when they
thought you'd be a Governor Corleone, President Corleone. We'll get there, Pop. We'll get there.
No Miami miracles, 5 dead, 156 missing, inspector on roof before collapse. You hear this? The inspector was on the roof before the collapse? A lot of good the inspector did. Security robots expand across the U.S. with few tangible results. What's this? Portland records hottest day ever. Good, maybe it'll stop the rioters in Antifa. Maybe they can go home to the air conditioning and call the police when they faint. Heat growing in Seattle may smash all-time temp records. Good, good, good. Maybe they'll stop looting and murdering. They'll stay indoors under air conditioning. Very funny. Rattlesnakes everywhere, consequences of drought. That'll keep the Antifa in. They're afraid of rattlesnakes. What now? The complicated life. I'm reading the Drudge Report. Springsteen reopens Broadway. I don't like Springsteen. I don't like anything about him. In fact, I despise Bruce Springsteen. A hypocrite, a mook, a bum. I don't care that he can strum a guitar. Big deal. A putz. Only that was attack Trump, that schmuck. UK health minister quits after steamy affair with aide exposed. How do they know it was steamy? Maybe it's just boring sex. What do you mean with an L, with an aide? Are you still interested in sex in this day and age? How much can we take of this crap? I don't understand this. Why do you care about someone's sex life? I don't understand why it's interesting. That's about as interesting to me as what I had calamari for dinner last night. You want me to talk about what it felt like as I was chewing on it? Matt Hancock resigns after aide affair is exposed with humiliating pics despite Boris Johnson saying matter closed. Now, I don't know who Matt Hancock is, but I don't like his name. The health secretary quit in England, mounting pressure from Tony over Tory colleagues over images of him kissing and cuddling Gina Calandangelo. Call it D'Angelo in a breach of coronavirus research. Okay, that's funny. He told you to stay with a mask and he was tongue kissing. Oh, how hot. Oh, look at that. He's holding her and kissing her. What is interesting about this? So he's a health minister. He has no mask on and he's tongue kissing his girlfriend. That I understand is a scandal. Not the kissing part.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Let's go to michaelsavage.com. I'll plug my own website. Now, my last podcast was called Abuse of Power plus Can You Be Happy in a Sad World plus Fiery Savage. And I should say you don't want to miss it. And for those of you who get the Savage Club exclusive once or twice or three times a week, I did my piece on white male inventions for those who have been requesting it. And you're going to get two, three drops a week on it, and you just sign up for less than the price of a bar drink. You know, it's pretty cheap, and you get special stuff. Here's a nice story about more teens. That's the new acronym. Teens, T-E-E-N-S. You know what that means, don't you? It's a certain kind of, it's a certain race not allowed to call them by their name. You can't say what it is. Let's say they're not young rabbinical students. They're not young divinity students, rabbinical students. They're not young monks. They're not young Irish nuns. I think you know who the teens are. Well, they stopped at Amazon delivery truck and snagged some reparations by robbing it blind. Well, let's see what city this was in. Teens snag some reparations from an Amazon delivery truck. Driver steps aside, briefly. Neighborhood teens are quick to investigate. Cars pull up and the teens pour out to assist. A good Samaritan who tries to explain that this is illegal gets her lights put out with a tire iron. Oh, boy. There's no end to this, is there? Well, there is an end to it, but it's not going to happen until we have overt right-wing revolution in the country. I can't even watch this. To me, this is animal behavior. They're like swarming human jackals. That's what they are. Human jackals. Look at them robbing. Look at them stealing the poor teens. Give me mine. Give me mine. Oh, here comes another one with a mask on. They're animals to me, this kind of behavior. You don't like it? Go to hell. Now, while you're looking at this crap, I almost called him Obama. His name is Biden. Biden has pulled troops out of Afghanistan, and the Taliban has now taken over a third of the nation. They've taken over a third of the nation after the U.S. wastes nearly $1 trillion in pointless 20-year war. How many of our men died and were crippled and have no legs, arms, and eyes because of this war to keep opium flowing freely out of Afghanistan? I guess Biden doesn't need the opium anymore. I guess they, I don't know why. Maybe they just make it in a laboratory. What else? Trump spoke in Ohio. Okay. Well, I'm going to sit here. Great. I'm sure it was a great speech. It's too soon to talk about Trump. You know what I mean? It's like the divorce is too soon to talk about the marriage. Condo. Engineer warned of major structural damage years ago. Report. No kidding. Florida condos built on sand. You must be joking. All right. What else is in the news? Let's go to the New York Post here. If I can. What is this? Discovery in condo rubble gives family hope that grandmother could still be alive. It's sad in a way. I mean, I understand. I'm not making a joke of it. Florida condos were built by gonifs largely. A gonif is a Jewish word for a crooked person. A gonif, a crook who paid off building inspectors, did substandard construction. It's lucky the wires didn't catch fire and set the people on fire years ago. Largely crooks built these condos. Grandson getting eerie calls from landline of couple missing in Florida. Building collapse. Trump slams woke generals and knocks critical race theory in return rally.
Earlier this year, the Biden administration issued new rules pushing twisted critical race theory into classrooms across the nation and also into our military. Our generals and our admirals are now focused more on this nonsense than they are on our enemies. You see these generals lately on television? They are woke. They're woke. Our military will be incapable of fighting and incapable of taking orders. You're going to tell some private, stand up. You stand up right now. I'm not standing up. You can't talk to me that way, General. We're going to have a whole different ballgame here. I don't know how they're going to work that out. The private's going to tell the general, don't you ever speak to me that way, General. I'll kick your ass. That's our military. That's where we're going. Woke. I know some of these guys. Boy, they changed quickly. They went right over to the other side.
He's a little late to the party. Three more victims of Florida building collapse identified. Could have been my mother, God rest her soul. I don't understand that. I do. Prince William called Meghan Markle that bloody woman after royal funeral. I despise Meghan Markle. She's the lowest form of humanity. She's Kim Kardashian with a better face and slimmer hips. She's filth. She's dirt. She's garbage. But what did you expect that moron son of Princess Diana to marry after she was stooping half the royal guards? Princess Diana was stooping the royal guards. Everyone knows that the kid looks like a royal guard, not like the father who probably can't get it up. Pardon me for being a little blunt here. So what do you expect the kid to be? A screwball, a nut, a bum. So look what he marries. This halfwit, Meghan Markle. There's nothing here in the news now. I mean, gunman on dirt bike fires on NYC motorist in broad daylight. Well, what's to stop the teen on the motorbike? There's nothing to stop him. The cops have been deballed in New York. In the old days, he wouldn't have been on a motorbike. They would have pulled him over because he looked suspicious, because he would have had a gun on him. The cops sort of knew who had the guns on him. Angry ex-girlfriend sets 31,000 motorcycle on fire. Woman scorned and all that. Heidi Klum and Tom Kalutz take a snap from Benamor. Do you know how desperate these people must be? Do you know how desperate Heidi Klum is, an aging beauty, that she still has to show her, you know what? Look at the boyfriend, Tommy Kalutz. What is so interesting about some bearded schmuck and some old woman, Sports Illustrated person? Why are they still in the Okay, I can't stand it. Our culture is garbage. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene blasts communist AOC during Ohio speech. Good for you. Taylor Greene is a hero. She's terrific. She's taking on that lying bum, occasional cortex. Girl 11 reported becomes youngest mom to give birth in the UK. Where's she from, Africa or the Middle East? 11? She's old already. They won't name her? The child was 10 years old when she came pregnant. What culture is she from? Family. Where did the family come in from? The youngest mom of Britain was previously Tressa Middleton, who was 12 years old when she gave birth in 06. Is she a royal? Tressa Middleton? Maybe that explains some of the behavior. I'm sorry. It's stupid to read this crap. All right, let me go to Fox News. National Archives returned an example of structural racism. No! National Archives returned an example of structural racism? The task force says, Federal Reserve tells employees to avoid biased terms like founding fathers. I'd like to strangle them. I mean, that's a metaphor, by the way. Don't say it's literal. Athlete turns away from flag during national anthem and Olympic trials. Let her drop dead. Hope she pulls a muscle and falls down on the ground. What's next? You know, there's nothing in the news. I could see already what's on the news. There is no news. You could see the garbage that they're talking about. All right, before I break off now with one of my diatribes, I'll go to the only website really that has news on it, which is Breitbart. I'm hitting close and I can't close the ad. Oh, they are closed. They make you sign up for news. Everyone does. Report, Jill Biden replaced Sleepy Joe at Tokyo Olympics meetings. Well, he'll be brought there like a puppet. First Lady Jill Biden is tipped to visit Japan for the Tokyo Olympics on a solo trip in place of President Joe Biden, the Yomiuri Shimbun Daily reported Sunday. Oh, he's not even traveling? He's going to be home in the pajamas with a blanket over the hips? Oh, this is getting bad. I'd actually rather have Jill Biden as president than Kamala Harris. Can we vote on that one? Romney defends infrastructure insanity and Biden. Screw Romney. He's a disgrace. Let's see. Secret UK defense documents found at bus stop. Secret UK defense documents found at bus stop. The guy was cruising. The switch hitter was cruising, and he probably got involved in a sex act at a bus stop and forgot his documents. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say these things. It's called Unfiltered, which I invented. That was my event in 1997. Germany. Killer knifeman. Somali threatened others before. Well, I'm surprised that a Somali Muslim threatened others before and wasn't thrown out of Germany. That would have been racist. Greece, raped by Afghan, pregnant woman pleaded for help, but Pakistanis passed by, raped her too. Wait, let me see. In Greece, a woman who was pregnant was raped by an Afghani, pleading for help, but Pakistanis walking by raped her too. Isn't diversity wonderful? You know, you gotta understand this story. An Afghan migrant, meaning an illegal alien piece of human trash who never should have been allowed in Greece, the land of Aristotle and Socrates, turned into a toilet bowl of the world, raped a 25-year-old pregnant woman in Athens neighborhood, and when she begged for help from three Pakistanis passing by, they raped her too. I have no words. She's 3 months pregnant. She has mental disability issues, and four illegal aliens raped her? Oh, gee. I would cut their schlungs off. I'd hang them from a lamppost if they were caught and proven guilty. I would cut their schlongs off and hang them from a lamppost and let them bleed out in public. But I can't say that. Following the sex attack, the young woman approached the Pakistani migrants for help, and the men told her to follow them. After a taxi ride to an apartment, the three men took turns raping the woman. I'd cut their schlongs off. I'd hang them from a lamppost in Athens. Neighbors stated that they heard the young woman screaming and calling out for help. Afraid they might be caught, the three migrants let the woman leave. The rape victim went to the police, who raided the apartment and found DNA from the young woman, items of clothing. All three Pakistanis were arrested. But you know what a joke this is, arrested? This case is just one of many of sex attacks involving migrants in Greece, particularly Paki nationals. Last month, a Paki was arrested after breaking into the home of a 65-year-old Greek woman with the intent to rob her, but ended up allegedly raping her. Just days earlier, a 34-year-old Paki man was arrested after being accused of attempting to rape several underage girls in the southern suburbs of Athens. I can't read this. This is the end of death of the West. I don't need to read about the death of the West. I just read the news. After conquest comes rape and pillage. They've conquered the West. They're conquering America. They're raping and laughing at us. They're pillaging our societies. Get ready for the barbarism that follows. Your vermin leaders have thrown you under a bus to appease the internationalists and the horde of illegals who are not bound by any law, including Muslim law. This violent crime wave against non-Muslims will continue as long as they're permitted to stay in Europe and everywhere else they infest. That's all I have to say about the world today.
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
More coffee and news for you on the Savage Nation podcast. Here's a headline. Trump Supreme side with liberals on trans bads. What do I mean by that? Well, the headline from the Associated Press is a little different. It says Supreme Court won't revive school's transgender bathroom ban. That's a twisted headline. The real headline is Trump's Supreme Court nominees sided with the liberals, permitting people who change their sex to go into the bathroom of the opposite sex and become basically peeping Toms, in plain English. On Monday, the Supreme Court rejected a Virginia school board's appeal to reinstate its transgender bathroom ban. Over two dissenting votes, the justices left in place lower court rulings that found the policy unconstitutional. Really, anything involved with the ACLU is considered unconstitutional until it's truly constitutional, then it's unconstitutional. This case involved a former high school student. I'm not even going to read his name. I don't care about this person, who filed a federal lawsuit after he was told he could not use the boys' bathroom at his public high school. Now, two justices, Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas, voted to hear the board's appeal. All the others, including Trump's appointees, voted with the liberals, saying, no, let it stand. Anyone can use any bathroom they want. See, this guy 7 years ago was barred from using the boys' restroom when he, meaning she, was a 15-year-old student at Gloucester High School. He or she sued a year later, and he or she's case has worked its way through the courts with unlimited money from the American Christian Liberty Union. No, the Anti-Christian Liberty Union. You get the picture. So this case was brought by the ACLU, which represented this person in its year-long lawsuit against Gloucester, arguing that federal law makes it clear transgender students are protected from discrimination. Let me translate it if I can. Here is a girl who said she's a boy, felt like a boy, acted like a boy, and wanted to use the boy's restroom. And this is a long lawsuit. Now, what about the obvious reverse? What if you get a man who claims to be transgender but is really just a sick pervert who wants to sit in a woman's restroom and stare at your daughter or your wife? Have a nice day. That's story number one. There you go with your liberalism. Remember what I wrote years ago? Liberalism is a mental disorder. But I wrote something else that's even more poignant. Ultra-tolerance is killing us. That's all. End of story. Now let's go to michaelsavage.com. Newly uncovered email show top Biden officials demanding Facebook censor Trump before election. You shocked at what Zuckerberg did? No. He's a good guy, is he? Not. Another Times Square shooting. Yeah, right. No kidding. Oh, look at that. It wasn't a rabbi, wasn't a priest, wasn't a nun. It was a teen. Another teen. DeSantis is very wary of Trump ahead of 2024, meaning he wants to run, but he's afraid of antagonizing Donald Trump. That should be a fun one. That's going to be some battle. Make-A-Wish Foundation is condemned for refusing to grant unvaccinated children any requests involving flights or large groups, even though COVID shots are only available to kids over 12. What else is new? Olympic hammer thrower Gwen Berry is pissed that the national anthem was playing at the Olympic trials. You know what I say about her? I can't say it on the air. I say, take the hammer and do something with it. Jamal Bowman requested police protection at home while championing defunding police. Jamal Bowman. Yeah, right. Highly contagious Delta coronavirus variant spreading fast in California. One in five young adults is neither working nor studying in U.S. No kidding. Really? Not working? Why should they work? What's there to work? They want to work their way up from the bottom? No, they want to own the business, if not burn it down. Also on my website, teens snag some reparations from an Amazon delivery truck. You see, the driver parked his truck to deliver something, and a group of teens, like jackals, descended on the truck and stole everything out of the truck. Have a nice day. First Lady Jill Biden to replace Joe Biden at Tokyo Olympics and host diplomatic meetings. In other words, he's shot. In other words, his mind is shot. Now, I don't want to talk about the condo in Florida. It's horrible with people trapped in there and dead and dying. But an engineer warned of major structural damage years ago. I have it on my website. I'm not going to make any jokes about it. But when you say Florida condo, what you're saying is corrupt building permits, corrupt builders, gonifs and thieves. 10th body pulled from rubble of collapsed Miami condo as 151 remain missing. The builder is dead. The developer is dead. The inspectors are probably dead. But you know what a Florida condo is. They're all shoddy construction, every last one of them. All right, end the story. Meanwhile, in New York City, the city has descended into more chaos than ever under this degenerate mayor. Crowd turns violent, beating up a vendor in Washington Square Park. One of the animals bit a cop. All right, that's all. Scientists who worked at Wuhan Institute can't rule out COVID lab leak theory. No kidding. They're covering the whole thing up. We know what it was. Let's see, anything else in the news that you don't know already? Cops under siege. Philadelphia officers fired upon at helping shooting victim. Unknown suspect on the loose. Are you listening to this? Philadelphia Dunkin' Donuts manager fatally shot in the head while opening a store at dawn. Philadelphia boy 16 dies after being shot 13 times. Do you know why this is going on in Philadelphia? Because of the lie about cops killing minorities, about the lie about minorities being oppressed minorities. It's all over, my friends. It's all over. Except it's not all over. Now, what about Biden backing a nominee who is going to be running a major agency, who is linked to a dangerous eco-terrorist plot against the U.S., putting tree spikes in trees? What about the fact that this sick degenerate that he's nominated called for population control to protect the environment, killing babies? What do you think about that? Biden backs nominee linked to dangerous eco-terrorist plot against the U.S. Take a look at the doll. Take a look at her. White House stands by Bureau of Land Management nominee despite eco-terrorism links and views on population control. Are you listening? Her name is Tracy Stone Manning. She's more than stone. She's a monster. It's a terrible story. It's a terrible, terrible story that you have to read, because this woman worked in putting 500 pounds of tree spikes measuring 8 to 10 inches in length, jamming them into trees in an Idaho forest. Now, tree spiking is a dangerous eco-terrorist tactic that has severely injured people, such as a mill worker whose jaw was split in two from an exploding saw. This woman was an early target in the eco-terrorism investigation. Why is he appointing a terrorist to the Bureau of Land Management? It's even worse. It's even worse. It's even worse than this. You ready for more about it? She's a dedicated left-wing fanatic, very dangerous, and she's picked by Biden despite her links to eco-terrorism. She's also linked to her views on population control, saying babies are destroying the environment. She's a stone-hearted, mean-faced, unclipped-haired monster of the type we all know. Have a nice day. What else is in the news? Not much that you don't already know that you can't get by going onto five different sites. Tourist shot in Times Square. Marine struck by stray bullet in broad daylight. An ex-inspector denies having a report of major structural damage at Florida condo. Oh, let me look at the inspector. Let me see who this one is. Former building inspector denies getting copy of damning Florida condo study. Let's see his name. I got to go down for the name. Engineer Frank Morabito. Okay. In it, Morabito flagged major structural damage caused by a leaky pool above the building's parking garage, though it was not immediately clear if the major error could have contributed to the deadly partial collapse, the Miami Herald reported. Listen, it's Florida. It's built in sand. Everything in Florida is shoddy. Virtually all of these condos were built in a very, very substandard way. It's terrible, my friends. The inspector, Ross Prieto, who left his post last year, had reviewed the engineer's report after condo board member Mara Chuela forwarded him a copy 2 days earlier. You listening to this? Huh. He left his post after he reviewed the report. Chuela sent Prieto two reports according to an email posted on the town's website. One was the structural field survey report that detailed the building's structural deficiency, and the other was a mechanical and electrical engineering report according to the Miami Herald. Building inspector Ross Prieto claims he never received the engineering report. Right. Never heard it. Where is he now? On the way to Cuba? We don't know where he is. He left town. Mm-hmm. Guillermo Jaramillo was the town manager for Surfside in 2018. Guillermo Jaramillo. Morabito Consultants defended its work, which included efforts to help the building. Are you joking? The Mariel boat invasion went very far in Florida. Very, very far indeed. Let's see, one last one. We obviously... all right, you got the whole story. So you got dead people, suffering people. Some are still under there, probably dying. Corrupt building inspectors, corrupt construction, corrupt everything from top to bottom. And what are you going to do about it? Jack Johnson. I don't mean Jack Johnson. Jack is all you can do, Johnson, is what I mean. Okay, let's move to Breitbart, the only website worth reading. Forever wars, Biden bombs Syria again, deterrent message. After withdrawing troops, he bombed the enemy. The sites were used by Iran-backed militia groups, the Pentagon said, including Hezbollah and blah, blah, blah. UN rights chief calls for reparations and funding of BLM. Go to hell, UN. UN, you know what I think of the UN? A bunch of degenerate, corrupt bastards. Bowman pressures Biden to include climate provisions in bipartisan infrastructure deal. Go to hell. Harvard poll, public opposes Joe's migration policies by a large majority. 57% of Texan voters disapprove of Biden's handling of border crisis. No kidding. What border crisis? There is no crisis. Just ask Kamala Harris. Trump tears into Rhino Barr for calling election fraud claims BS. Rhino Kinzinger calls Trump's Ohio rally a rally of a loser president. Okay, you can read this stuff. I'm going to take a break right now.
Home of borders, language, culture, the Savage Nation.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
You know, I recently posted a video on Twitter of me out on my little runabout, my tender, my 12-foot boat with 20 horsepower. I decided to go back out, and the mood struck me again as I was watching the pelicans in the bay diving for their food. I realized how intelligent animals are all over again, and that they are really the higher form of life, and that the thugs in the streets of the cities are the lower form of life. Here is the audio of that video of me out of my boat for those of you who do not go on Twitter.
All right, my friends, I hope that you can get the transmission tonight. I'm out on my little runabout. Tell me if you can hear me, otherwise I'll turn off again, because I want to talk about the birds and how the birds are the higher animals and what we see going on in the cities are the lower animals. Do I have to say any more? You know why I come out here? To observe the higher animals. I see the young pelicans learning how to fly and how to hunt their breakfast. And I see the animals in the city looting, beating up vendors in Washington Square Park in the name of pride. Did you see what happened in New York under this communist degenerate de Blasio? Have you seen what the liberals have done to New York City? A so-called pride parade. I'll never understand what that's about, by the way. Come up to a vendor who has an American flag on his car, a poor immigrant, and they say, take down your flag and put up our flag. He refused to. They beat him up. They beat him up. They stole his food, all in the name of pride. You want to see pride? Watch the pelican. There's pride. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of nature. I'm proud of God. That's about the extent of it. See the birds, and they're learning to fish. Their parents teach them that if you don't fish, you starve to death. You don't loot, you don't burn, you don't steal. See them? That's a lesson, boys and girls. Here's my friends. They're coming to look at me. I'm telling you, they know what I'm saying. I very much feel in touch with nature. They actually flew over me and said hello. I have a tremendous attachment to birds. As you know, I've been feeding seagulls for many years. I've gotten to watch them fly. I watch them as their hatchlings learning to caterwaul in a reverse dive for a piece of bread. And I've come to understand that some of our greatest pilots, those would be the naval aviators, probably study birds. I don't know if they teach that in naval aviation school, but I do know that the way they flare their feathers and drop their legs, it's very akin to what goes on in an airplane as it's landing. So I come out here and I watch the birds, and there's more pelicans than I've ever seen in all the years I've been watching them. Here comes another baby. See it? They don't belong to me. They belong to the world. They're God's creatures. See? Look at them. Look at her. Look at that. The mother bird taught them. These are very young birds, by the way. They've all been taught how to fly and how to hunt. And fish, rather. They didn't go into Burger King and shoot someone because the sauce wasn't on the hamburger. I come out here to retain sanity. I don't know what I would do if it wasn't for nature and my study of nature and my love of nature. I've been a naturalist since I'm a young man. I've always loved observing the higher animals. And the older I get, the more I detest the lower animals. The street predators in New York, the bums, I have nothing but hatred for them. Don't get me started. $60,000 a year for a tent for a degenerate bum drug addict in San Francisco. And you know, look, there's a fortune being made on the bums and the illegal aliens. Don't get me wrong. I'm not naive. I wasn't born yesterday. I know who's behind it. All the liberals who scream about compassion for the homeless are making fortunes off the homeless. They're charging the city, meeting their taxpayers, $60,000 for a tent per year. They get full security, meals, whatever, for these bums, these degenerates, to live in tents. They don't hunt. They don't fish. They just use drugs. They're the parasites of society. So why do we tolerate them? Because the criminals called politicians are dipping their beaks into the so-called homeless world, providing services along with the charities, you know, Catholic charities, Jewish charities, Protestant charities. You know what I'm saying? They're all rackets. One last word about rackets. There's a show I like on Netflix. I've watched it a number of times called Sabura, The Blood of Rome. And it's about criminal organizations in Rome working with the Vatican to rob the treasury blind. And in one telling scene, a so-called countess, who's a liberal, says that each so-called refugee from Africa coming into Italy is worth whatever the number is, 100,000 euros each a year. She said it's a better business than drugs these days. I guess that's all I have to say. If you really think that those who cry the loudest about the homeless and about the illegals really care about them, you're more naive than you could ever believe you are, and you have no compassion. You're just stupid. So I'm going to sign off right now, and I think I'll leave this one up on Twitter. Here comes my baby. Look, see?
Yeah.
I got a flaring of feathers. He didn't say hello, did he? Did that bird say hello to me?
Deanna Beck.
Did that bird say hello to me? There she goes. Maybe she was warning me away from her catch. I don't know. But I don't know. I like to believe they can communicate with us because I communicate with them and I'm part of them. Remember I taught you we are the eagle? All of you lunk-headed morons.
Man, what do I care about polluting the environment? What do I care about cracked eagle eggs?
You schmucks, you idiots. You'd kill everything on Earth if it wasn't for the sensitive people who understand animals. Lands, waters, and places.
Three, four, the Deanna Beck.
Aristotle wrote an essay called Airs, Waters, and Places thousands of years ago in ancient Greece. And he described airs, waters, and places. That's what we still live with, airs, waters, and places. Everyone seems to understand we are the eagle, except the idiots who would pave over the wetlands, shoot the birds out of the sky until there are no birds left, and harvest everything on Earth until there's nothing left to harvest. So as I say, watch the lower forms of life. They're the secret to survival. And try to imagine what the world will become unless the lowest forms of humanity are not stopped very, very soon. Have a nice day, because I'm enjoying mine.
So I want to close today's podcast with some corny jokes. So why am I including corny jokes that some friend of mine keeps sending me? Because they make me laugh, and I know young people, or one or two young people who work on the Savage team who listen to these and laugh as well. If it can help one person listening to this podcast get a laugh in this very troubling world, then it's worth it. So he just sent me this one. On the eighth day, it's called. God created seniors. Most seniors never get enough exercise. In his wisdom, God decreed that seniors become forgetful so they would have to search for their glasses, keys, and other things, thus doing more walking. And God looked down and saw that it was good. Then God saw there was another need. In his wisdom, he made seniors lose coordination so they would drop things, requiring them to bend, reach, and stretch. And God looked down and saw that it was good. Then God considered the function of bladders and decided seniors would have additional calls of nature, requiring more trips to the bathroom, thus providing more exercise. God looked down and saw that it was good. So if you find as you age, you're getting up and down more, remember it's God's will. It is all in your best interest, even though you mutter under your breath. 9 important facts to remember as we grow older. Number 9, death is the number one killer in the world. Number 8, life is sexually transmitted. Number 7, good health is merely the slowest possible rate at which one can die. 6, men have two motivations, hunger and sex, and they can't tell them apart. If you see a gleam in his eyes, make him a sandwich. Number 5, give a person a fish and you feed them for a day. Teach a person to use the internet and they won't bother you for weeks, months, maybe years. Number 4, health nuts are going to feel stupid someday, lying in the hospital dying of nothing. Number 3, all of us could take a lesson from the weather. It pays no attention to criticism. Number 2, in the 60s, people took LSD to make the world weird. Now the world is weird, and people take Prozac to make it normal. Number 1, life is like a jar of jalapeno peppers. What you do today may be a burning issue tomorrow. Please share this wisdom with others. I need to use the bathroom. That's very funny stuff. Corny, yes. I know it's not poignant, not political. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for listening to the Savage Nation podcast. And remember, enjoy life before it's too late. For those of you who have been requesting that we provide for you an ad-free podcast, we're going to keep doing that. And in addition to getting the ad-free podcast, which many of you want, for less than the price of a beer in a bar a month, only $3.99 a month, you're going to get an occasional monologue from me. Maybe I'll read from one of my novels. You're going to get an archive piece going back to 1994. Whatever comes up, you're going to get on an occasional basis. Details will be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com. I'm going to give you a link right now. And if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm/savagepremium. 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 If you click on it, you're going to see a cartoon of me. Join Savage's exclusive club with the rate, and you just click and you join. You're going to love it. I appreciate it very much. I hope you join the Savage exclusive club. I want to thank you very much for supporting the Savage Nation podcast, either the free version or the paid version. Your patronage, it's appreciated. It's that simple. Thank you so much for listening. Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed and learned something from it. And I want to remind you of something that I think is important for you to know. We have over 280 Savage Nation podcast episodes available to you absolutely free. I'll say that again. You can go back into this vast library of over 280 episodes and listen to any one of them or several of them at your leisure. So you never have to be without the Savage Nation. Thank you very much for listening.